This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me working through this stuff. I do mean this stuff. Always a pleasure for you. Hopefully it's a pleasure for you, too. But always a pleasure to have you here with me. In the last hour, we were talking about these, Facebook has just lost their minds. Although I think we already knew this, right? I mean, it's got to the point now where does anything really, really surprise you what these people on Facebook do, say, are part of? So anyhow, I grabbed a clip of Jesse the Waters. I can hear that. There you go. I grabbed a clip of Jesse the Waters. And Jesse, you talk about dumb people. If there's anybody who can find dumb people.
Hey, everybody. I'm Stephen Daniels, and I'd like to welcome you to the talk.
I don't even know how that happened. Anybody who can find dumb people, Jesse Waters can. I got to get that out, right? So let's take a listen. Now, he goes to a parade, and at the parade, I don't know if it's a fairy parade, I don't know if it's a colorful, I don't know what it is, but originally it wasn't supposed to be basically a gay and lesbian type of thing. Okay, it was supposed to be, just a spring parade or something along those lines, but that's not quite what happened. Take a listen, maybe.
Two biggest things that you think of on a regular basis?
My family and my art.
So, if you've ever seen the Gay Pride Parade in New York City, actually anywhere, but the one in New York is the biggest one, and you see how they're all dressed up and they've got, the flamboyant colors on, some only have skin color on, you see all these things that they're doing. And, they look very happy. Because if I say they look very gay, I don't mean they look like gay. I mean, in the old term use of the word, they look very happy, very very excited to be there. So it's kind of the same thing going on here. And Jesse's walking up and asking them, simple questions about, why are they there? What are they doing? What are they thinking about? What this all means to them. You got to hear this.
What's important
to you right now?
You. I'm just kidding.
I'm actually doing my dissertation on cross-dressing.
Were you surprised? Okay, and let me tell you, he got the memo wrong on the cross-dressing thing because he's got barely no clothes on. So I don't know what he's saying there.
What are you looking to accomplish?
Adventure. Just living it up.
So what's important to you guys right now?
Bubbles.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Okay. This guy would look like he had a dress. The dress was something that was dropped in an old tie-dye, washing machine. It was just so bright and colorful and kind of all over the place.
What's on your mind most of the time?
Oh, being famous.
Mostly glitter, probably, I'd say.
My look was like the ghetto Barbie. I'm the girl next door, but I'm the girl next door in the project.
Oh, God. And they're all in this parade. They're all parading themselves around, if you would. Because they think this is a good thing. From what I saw, I don't know. It's an interesting parade, if nothing else. How's that?
So is he Ken?
She.
It's confusing.
We do a lot of yoga.
How are you? Are you
Mary
Lambert?
Do you want us to show you?
No, I can't do that here. Do you think you're setting a good example for the kids you're teaching?
Yeah.
Do you love your body?
Yeah.
Sure about that?
When you look at him, he looks like he hasn't picked up a weight since the day he was born. I mean, seriously. Very squishy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Do you guys care about what's going on in the world?
Of course we do!
Are you guys concerned about the...
Now, he's saying you guys, because they're two... I guess they're cross-dressers. So they're two guys that are dressing as women. If I've got it incorrect, feel free to send me an email and tell me. Joe@therealside.com.
NSA?
Not really.
Okay,
NSA?
This is my argument
really.
All the
time. Do you
guys
care about what's going on in the world?
Of course we do.
Right? They're going to answer a question they have no clue as to what he's saying.
Are you guys concerned about the NSA?
Not really.
Do you know what the NSA is?
Nope.
Then why answer the question? This is why we're in so much trouble. People are so prideful they can't say, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know if it's true, but if it is, what's up, FBI?
They're listening to everyone's phone call.
They're in for a treat. Some of my phone calls can get real.
What about country? Are you a patriot?
I'm a patriot.
Yeah, you love America?
Enough.
Enough for what? Why can't you just say yes? If you don't, just leave. I mean, unless you're trying to change it, unless you're trying to work at making it better. It doesn't sound like it here, though.
48% of us feel like we're the enemy of the government. Fight the good fight.
You consider yourself a patriot?
No.
But you'd love America?
No.
Those are the conversations I've never understood. If you don't love it, and you don't think you should be here, or you don't want to be here... We're one of the only countries that lets you freely go. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kara Davis joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. It's a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. 855-YEAR-OLD Joe. 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do there as well. I didn't do that one, did I? Yeah, I did that one. Okay. And again, I mean that sincerely. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. I always appreciate the time that you push back. I'm good with that, too. Now, Michael Housen joins us after the break. And I always have a good time with him. He's our libertarian buddy.
And let's see. I want to get right to the story because I think this is kind of interesting. You know, this has been, especially here in California, they're screaming that you've got to vaccinate your kids no matter what. They don't care what you think, right? And they don't care what they think or what's been proven or what can be proven or sort of proven as to what it does to kids. And we, you know, it's not like we give them one vaccine at a time either. We give them like eight. You know what I'm saying? So, but the French kids, you know, have, well, I guess they don't even consider it ADHD. And French psychologists, you know, they approach this whole disorder very differently. And they have different results than we do. You know, it's funny how the left will always tell you we should do things more like the Europeans do. Oh, but except when we don't like the way the Europeans do it. Or actually, except when the left doesn't like the way the Europeans do it. If the right doesn't like it, they don't care. Because we're backwards. Now, French-style psychiatrists view ADHD as a medical condition that has psychosocial situational causes instead of treating children focusing on behavioral problems with drugs. Now, French doctors prefer to look for underlying issues that is causing the child distress, not in the child's brain, but in the child's social context. They then choose to treat the underlying social control problem with psychotherapy or family counseling. This is a very different way of seeing things from the America's tendency to attribute all symptoms, to biological dysfunction. And that's what we do with everything. Throw pills at it. That's what our doctors, and forgive me, if you're one of those doctors that doesn't do this, and I'm not talking about you, but our medical society in America, they throw drugs at it. Is there any other way? Now, the article goes on to explain that the French and Americans have vastly different parenting philosophies. And this likely plays into the disparity of ADHD within the culture. 9% of children in America versus, you ready for this? 0.5% in France. You want me to say it again? So 9% of the children, and I've heard doctors say it's way, way, way overdiagnosed. Now, this immediately, you know, piqued the interest of the writer here. As someone who suffers from chronic depression, not diagnosed until they were in their 30s, they go on to say, I've been fascinated by the increase in mental and behavioral disorders recently. The mind and the body are intimately connected, and when my mind rebelled against me, led me into the dark cellar of depression, my body followed. Even though many of those emotional issues are resolved, I still suffer periods of depression. Now, my body spent so long dealing with a depressed mind that it wired itself to that cycle. Now, does that sound so crazy? They say they don't think so. Now, you know, people who've had serious brain injuries to one hemisphere of their brain recently read some articles that said that the other hemisphere will pick up, given enough time, right, and given enough discipline and working and exercise, the other side will pick up those functions. The brain is a very sophisticated organ that they haven't figured out yet exactly how. They have clues. They have ideas. They understand. But they really haven't figured out all the intricacies of your mind. Any doctor who tells you they have is wrong. Now, French parents have a different philosophy of discipline. They consistently enforce limits. Come on, think about this. They consistently enforce limits in the French view, make children feel safe and secure. And it does. Children need limits. They need guidelines. They need borders. There's a couple of groups I deal with that deal with, you know, young men and women, I'll put it that way. They may have drug issues or behavioral issues, that kind of thing. And they're older kids. They're not 6, 7, or 8. And the majority of those kids will say, I needed limits. Nobody's ever told me no. Nobody told me I couldn't do this. Nobody told me I couldn't do that. Big difference. Now, most psychologists will tell you that children feel safe with limits. It makes them happier because when they feel safer, when they have constraints, when they know what the rules are, and after it adhere to them, it makes them feel safer, therefore it makes them happier. Hey, look, I'm not the psychiatrist. It's here. Now, French parents believe that hearing the word no rescues children from the tyranny of their own desires, and spanking, when used judiciously, is not considered child abuse in France. It makes perfect sense to me that French children don't need medications to confront their behavioral issues because they learn self-control early in their life. Anyway, I want to talk about this more in the future. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you're listening to Real Side, we'll be back in just a minute.
Now, as a public service to the human race, great moments in Democrat race history. Today's subject is a white guy named Black. Hugo Black was a man who hated black people. And he didn't just hate them. Hugo Black was a member of the KKK in Alabama in the 1920s. He was a lawyer and became famous for defending Klansmen in court for murdering black people. In one famous case, a Klansman named Stevenson had allegedly murdered a white Catholic priest in Birmingham who was there to help black people. And Hugo Black defended Stevenson, stacking the jury with KKK members. Black was seen to make Klan gestures to the jury during the trial, and his client was found not guilty. Hugo Black used this case as part of his campaign for the Senate in 1926, calling for KKK votes and running as a Democrat. While serving in the Senate, Hugo Black filibustered against an anti-lynching law. Want more, my infidel friends? In the 1940s, KKK member Hugo Black was appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States of America by FDR, a president who famously said on many occasions he would never, ever, ever have his photograph taken with a black man. Like they say on that network, the more you know. Tune in to Great Moments in Democrat Racist History.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Or just head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things that you can do up there once you get there. I want to bring my guest back on. Kara Davis joins me. She's a blogger, writer, and producer. And Kara, I've been reading your stuff and watching you for a long time. I've always appreciated the way you write and the way you approach things.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you know, I don't like these people, and I'm not going to disparage people at Breitbart, but it's kind of funny when you get all those people together in one room. It's almost like they're all exactly, or they feel like they're exactly on the same page. There's no variation to it. You know what I'm saying? And that bothers me because even as conservatives, we're not all walking exactly lockstep with each other. Am I off, or we shouldn't be?
Yeah, I think that happens. You have to be careful with that in any organization. You know, you always need to make sure that you have fresh faces, fresh blood, fresh ideas running through. And sometimes I think that can get hard. You get used to the way things are. But the thing is that, you know, ideas change and attitudes change. And you always have to be rotating the culture of your organization. And I think Breitbart has struggled with that. I don't want to say anything too discriminatory or anything that casts a bad light. But I do know that we all know they've had a lot of challenges over there. And I think it is difficult, you know, especially the bigger you get, I think it's more difficult to maneuver the beast, you know, to get new blood.
Well, they hire their own, and I don't want to say it this way, but it's almost like inbred to a degree with some of these bigger companies. Because even on this show, look, I've got you know who he is, Michael Housem. He joins me every week. You know, he's a libertarian. We don't see eye to eye probably at about 20% of the things, and we approach some of the other stuff differently. I have a gay talk show host that's on every Friday with me. You know, so I try to mix it up and bring people in that we may not be exactly on the same page with, because I think it shows people that from all walks of life, all, you know, viewpoints, you can have a common goal. You can have a common fight, if you would, right?
Yeah, and I'm actually writing for and guest editing at a website right now, samepagenation.com, and that's their mission, too, it's one of the reasons why I joined over there. They feel like, well, we have more in common than we don't. And if you start out every conversation with, you know what, you're an idiot sheeple, you know, then that's not, you've already ended the conversation before it started. And I think a lot of people on both sides of the fence do that, get their hairs raised before, you know, anything's really been said or discussed. Right. So I do think that I'm with you. I mean, there are ideas to be shared, and I think that people like you and me are mostly right, Joe, of course. I think I'm more mostly right than you are, of course.
you probably would be right, but go ahead.
But there are things we can be wrong about, too, and it's good to be able to have healthy and even passionate discussion with other people. And I don't mind if people get angry and that's passion. That's great.
Right.
It's just when you let that become your whole approach, people stop listening.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, you know, and it's one of the reasons, I got to tell you, you're going to laugh at this. One of the reasons I stopped pounding on Obama 24/7, 3 hours a day, because there's 3,000 other shows, you know, pounding on the administration. I started gravitating towards the social issues, and when I started looking at what was going on with these colleges, looking at what was going on with these young people, and my God, we're ignoring all of this. We're not talking. I mean, let's be honest about it. You do interviews and other talk shows. You listen to other shows and other people. Most people are talking about what this administration is doing to us, and we're not looking at, you know, what's being raised up around us, which is why I was earlier talking to you about the Milo Yiannopoulos. And say, mm-hmm. you know, look, here's a can't possibly be a conservative, right? Because he's gay.
He is a conservative.
Right? But this is the general thinking yeah. is he can't possibly be a conservative. He's gay. Can't possibly be conservative, you know, because he's not racist, right? He tends to like black men. You know, so you want to run down the whole list where if you're sitting in your chair and you're an old time, you're a liberal or a conservative, you're sitting going, wait a minute, he doesn't fit any of this. So the professors at the universities, the young people at the universities, are they afraid of him? Can they not get their arms around this? Why would liberals not want him on campus, especially young people?
Well, I think you and I have seen this over the years, Joe, since we first, you know, got involved in all this stuff, is that I am out there thinking that deeply about it. You're asking deep questions, but I think what they're doing is reading headlines. I don't think they know anything about him or anyone else. You know, and that was always Andrew Breitbart's appeal. And for those of your listeners who don't know who Breitbart is, he's basically responsible for the right blogosphere as we know it today.
Right. Yep.
Conservative blogosphere. And but he was they called him the happy warrior, and he was a guy who would wade into conversations with liberals and people that didn't think like him, and always, no matter what, people would come out of those conversations saying, I didn't agree with him at the end, but I had a great time with him, and I really misjudged him. And you see that a lot. People base their judgments on personality based on a headline from Huffington Post, which is designed to be sensational, but doesn't include any pertinent or valid information. So you're judging people on headlines. So I really don't think they think about Milo or you or me or anyone else.
You might be
that
right.
Deeply. They just read the headlines and they're like, this guy must be a racist because he's a Republican. And he's not only a Republican, he's a Trump Republican. Like, he is all about Donald Trump
yep.
right now.
Oh, and we did a story about him the other night where the group was calling him an anti-feminist. The only thing...
He proudly calls himself anti-feminist.
Does he?
Oh, yes.
I'm sitting here thinking the only thing they can nail him with is he doesn't like women. I mean, I don't even know how they come up with that, and they're so mean about it. I mean, some of the stuff I was reading was just so hateful, you know? Just amazing
yeah.
to me. So,
yeah.
And again, it's just, when I read this stuff, I just never can understand why the left comes at this. They call us haters, they call us bigots, they call us racist. And when you see when they come after us, it's like both barrels blazing, and they don't see anything wrong with that.
Because they're justified, because they feel that they're justified. So I have some friends who, after a while, when I started throwing the tolerance argument back at them, like, if you want to be tolerant, then that means tolerating views you don't like. A lot of my liberal friends are like, well, no, you know, then I'm not tolerant. Like, they're perfectly happy to be intolerant because they have the moral high ground. That's why you see so many of these fake stories, these hoaxes in the news about, you know, gay slurs on cake or somebody getting a horrible name written on the receipt, you know, a server or something. And they, I mean, 100% for the last 5 years, all of these stories have been fake. They've all been hoaxes. But people feel justified. They feel like it's okay if I lie because the purpose, the intention is pure. And so it's okay if I stretch the truth. It's okay if I hate these people. It's okay if I trash these people in a manner that I would not accept for myself because they are evil. So it's not a bad thing. It's not a mean thing. It's not hateful. This is righteousness.
Yeah, good. You know, good luck with that. Because when they try to put it on us, if you would, when they try to turn that back around on us, I just maybe it's like I always say, I'll never be a millionaire because I invented the pet rock. I just can't think at that level. I can't bring my. You know what I'm saying? The things that people have made money at, you go, God, I can't do that. I can't think that anybody would spend a nickel on something like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing here with the way the left thinks about some of this stuff. I'm sitting there saying to myself, I don't understand any of this. I don't understand how it's okay for them and not okay for us. It makes no sense.
But again, they don't see it as the same thing. You're equating them. You're equating, but they don't see us as equal. Andrew Breitbart also said as well, like a conservative that thinks a liberal is wrong, but we'll talk to them anyway. But a liberal thinks the conservative is evil. So that's the difference between our two sides. You might think, you know, you think that they're wrong. That's it. You just think they're wrong and they need to be better educated or think more deeply. But they don't think that about you. They're not looking at you and saying, well, I think this guy is wrong and I need to educate him. They think you're evil, so anything is justified. It's not the same thing. That you know, them spitting in your face is not the same thing as you spitting in their face because you're the evil one and they're the ones that are defending righteousness.
Wow.
I say this as someone who used to be a hardcore lefty liberal. Wow. I know that's how they think, and I think you trouble yourself too much with trying to understand it or get to the root of it.
Well, I want to have a conversation with them that we both can walk away from. Listen, we got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. I want to talk about one of your writings that I just saw where you showed your son some pictures last year. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kerry Davis joins me. Don't go far. We're going to have a lot of fun when we come back.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Hey, check us out online, therealside.com. That's therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the live chat room, check out the stations, the times, and even find our classic podcast. Because as I've told you a million and three times, we have no old podcasts. They're all classics, I can tell you. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Carrie Davis joins me. Always love when she's on the show with me, because, you know, we get to talk about it a lot. She almost talks as fast as I do. She's a blogger, writer, producer. Carrie, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it so much.
Well, always a pleasure.
And you have to admit, and I know you're on. You've been on with Michael Howsam. At least my hours are not ungodly hours, right? I mean, what's
that's
he,
right.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. He's out of his mind.
I know. I do him a, I've done him a favor in the past, but he owes me big time. That is terrible. Well, having to do press on the East Coast. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Like morning press. I have been up at 3 a.m.
Well, no, you're better than I am, because when I do the interviews with the other hosts, it's you're right. It's like I've got to get up at 5:30 so I can start screaming in their pillows so I have a voice by 6:30. You know, and then they want you to think they're smart because they're throwing all this stuff at you. And really, you think your mind's going to connect that fast, that early in the morning? I don't think so. Hey, I do want to come back because somebody made a comment while we're at break. And I want to come back to Milo for a second. What's his appeal? I mean, because, you know, conservatives, they hate gay people, right? I mean, they go right on the whole list that we're taught about conservatives. So what's his appeal to the conservative side?
I think his appeal is exactly what Donald Trump's appeal is right now, and that is he just says what he wants to say. And he doesn't have any filters. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what he's going to look like. He doesn't care how anyone is going to paint him. He doesn't care what anyone's opinions are about his opinion. He likes to be seen. He likes to be heard. You know, and that's an exciting quality. I mean, he's great entertainment. But also, yeah. I think people are getting a little sick and tired of always trying to take the high road, and he doesn't take any high roads. The way Donald Trump doesn't, I think that's why he likes Trump so much. And yeah. I get that. I get why that connects with people, you know. I think people are tired of politeness. It hasn't gotten us very far, not in this administration anyway.
Oh, no, not at all. And I'm in agreement with you. I mean, we need to start pushing back hard. I'll tell you what, I was watching something he was doing, and the BLM people came up on stage. And every time he tried to talk, they were blowing a whistle. One guy was blowing a whistle, right? And the girl looked like, did you see that clip?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't it look like she took too much acid before she got in there? I mean, seriously? So she,
she was
tight,
yeah.
But I love the fact that he didn't back down. You know, he sat there, he allowed them to make fools of themselves for a little while. And then
bull, because there was security there, and Breitbart had paid security to be there. And when you're a speaker on stage, I would have been terrified if someone bum-rushed the stage like that while I was standing up there. Because you don't know anyone's intentions.
Right.
You know, chances are that those kids are not violent, you know, because nobody wants to get sent to jail. And you know, I think in the end, people like that are pretty wimpy anyway. So chances are there wasn't going to be violence, and there isn't. But it's very unnerving to be a public speaker, you know, a public figure in a public situation, and have people rush up to you. You don't know if you're getting that one crazy fan that's going to throw acid in your face,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, this person's going to pull out a gun, or if you're just going to get somebody who wants an autograph. You don't know.
Right.
So, I mean, security is there to prevent that. At the very least, they might not have been able to escort people out of the place, but they could have prevented them from getting on the stage, or at least escorted them off the stage.
That's right.
I felt very bad for Milo and the other people on stage. That wasn't, you know,
I thought it was interesting, too, that the sound people didn't have enough horse sense to keep cutting the mic off. When they grabbed the mic away, you know, when the BLM people grabbed the mics away from some of the other guests up there, and they go, shut the mic off. Take their voice away.
Yeah. That's why I think there was a few things working against them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the college was, I think it was their goal to make it as difficult as possible
Interesting.
For him.
Yeah. And it's too bad, too, because, you know, we talk about free speech. We talk about, you know, getting the ideas out there, the free flow of thought. I guess that doesn't apply anymore on college campuses.
No.
Yeah, that.
That's not the place to go to learn how to be a free thinker these days.
Nope.
No way.
So I saw a post on your Facebook page, and you talked about showing your son pictures of abortions or an abortion. I don't know which. And what I told you during the break was the reason I was intrigued by that. I want to know a little bit about what his response was. I want to know if you told any friends about it, what their responses are, because every once in a while I'll put a post of what an abortion looks like, what an aborted baby looks like on my Facebook page, and my hardcore right-wingers will tell me that's disgusting, you shouldn't be doing that, I'm thinking, why not? Let's show what it is. Let's stop soft shoeing it and show what it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I think Facebook is one thing, if I'm being honest, Joe, I think, because people can't always control what they see.
Right.
Like, I know for me, I don't want to see that. I already know what, so I get the horror of abortion, and I don't need to see it, and I don't need to be reminded of it. But I might be scrolling through your page and come up on it and not be able to undo that image, you know, sure, before I've already seen it. So I can get why some people are like, I don't need to be reminded. I get it.
Right.
But I also get that there are many people out there who have a lot to say about abortion, but don't really know what it is exactly that they're talking about. And my son and I homeschooled last year, and we went to the Bodies exhibit. I don't know if you've ever been there, Joe. That's where they have all the, they display like the muscles inside body.
Yeah.
Really cool. But they have a whole display that's, you know, conception to birth. And we were looking at the little baby, you know, the size of a bean, but it had arms and legs and a heart and a brain. And my son, who was 13 at the time, was amazed. He couldn't believe that that was a baby so small. So it started talking to us about abortion. And I said, well, you know, I could feel that right now. That's legal. And so he was kind of appalled by that. But later I thought, you know, I should show him pictures because someday someone's going to ask him to form his own opinion on it that's not based on what I think or feel. And I encourage him to form his own thoughts. But if he's going to do that, he should know exactly what the word abortion means. He should know exactly what it is he's deciding on. So I, in that vein, I showed him a couple of pictures, and he was horrified. You know, he was naturally repulsed.
Right.
Because it is repulsive, you know. Human beings are hardwired for survival. So, yeah, death is repulsive to us.
No, I personally believe that what you did was a good thing. And I think, you know, allowing him to see it, make decisions based on fact, you know, they say kids
are... Yeah, and it wasn't sensational.
No.
You know, I wasn't like, look how horrible. And I didn't prolong it because it is disturbing. It is disgusting. And we didn't talk about it all that much afterwards. I just told him, I want you to know that this is what it is. So when a woman says, don't you believe in my right to have an abortion, you know exactly what she means when she says that.
Yeah, well, you know, again, we are responsible for our children. We're responsible to give them information, you know. And we know when, you know, we know when it's the right time to do it. It's funny how the left wants to push down our throats when our kids get to see what and how in school and what should be talked about, words that are allowed to be used in school, and we have no say in it. When we know what's the, you know, I would say the majority of the parents
mm-hmm.
know what's best and when our children should be allowed to see and talk about certain things. It scares me to
Absolutely.
No end, you know? I don't know. And I keep telling people, get involved at your state level because, you know, they come to the local school boards to get mad at us on what's being taught to their kids, and you're saying, look, we are, when it comes to curriculum, we're a rubber stamp board. We take what the state gives
yeah.
us, and we just make sure it gets put out there. You need to fix that, and people don't realize that.
People don't realize that so few people go to these meetings. Sometimes just one person's presence will prevent one of these boards or city councils from making a horrendous decision. It's because they know that there's eyes there on them. A lot of times these decisions get made at state and local level simply because there is nobody there to say no. And if one person is there to say no, if one person is there to say, I saw you do this, a lot of times that is enough to stop some things that you later on down the road won't approve of. So, yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with you and encourage people to pay attention.
I watched four parents stop a school uniform policy from going into effect. And I thought it was amazing because of all the meetings they had, 20, 30, 40, 50 people show up at the meetings to approve of it, and it only took
mm-hmm.
a few parents to kill it. Listen, we're up against the time. Tell people where they can find your writing and find out more about Kira Davis.
Best thing you can do is look me up on Twitter at Real Kira Davis, that's K-I-R-A Davis, and check out my production company, PhantomSway.com, and you can find me over at SamePageNation.com. Thank you so much, Joe. It's always good to be with you.
Thanks for coming on. I had a lot of fun. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, don't go far. A lot coming up in the next hour, and you know it won't be boring. I've got some crazy things going on. We'll be right back.